Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
When a Miami man brought home a live turkey for Thanksgiving, he didn't count on making a new friend. In the end, his family couldn't kill the friendly, curious young bird who gobbled back when spoken to. If you got to know a turkey, would you have the heart to hurt him? This Thanksgiving, give a bird a break by serving a vegan feast. Visit PETA.org for tasty free recipes and to order Paul McCartney's favorite Save Turkeys t-shirt.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
in. Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late. They grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men near death who see with blinding sight. Blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse. Bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage! Rage against the dying of the light!
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no one. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
We're going to start saying Merry Christmas again.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy Holidays.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
Wonderful white world of winter. Darling, we'll have a wonderful time. First we'll ride side by side through the hinter and rondelay to the sleigh bells' merry chime. Then we'll ski fancy free down Old Baldy and take those chances all silly people do. If there's ever a moment you are freezing, just a little squeezing could be mighty pleasing. In this wonderful wide world of winter, I'm falling head over heels over you. In this wonderful white world of winter, darling, we'll have a wonderful time. If we prayed it would snow all this winter, I ask, is that a terrible, horrible crime? I can't wait till we skate on Lake Happy and sup a hot buttered cup in the afterglow. If there's ever a moment you're not laughing, maybe a toboggan.
Whoop,
don't bump your little noggin. In this wonderful wide world of winter, I'm thinking you are the sweetest one I know. Here we go through the snow, in the snow.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is Chris's Helpful Christmas Tips. I'm here with Jim McDermott. How you doing, Jim?
Terrific, Chris. How are you doing?
Good, good. It's good to be back.
It is.
December 1st. Can you believe it? That's the first question. Can you believe it? I can believe it. It's just a regular calendar day, right?
I'm always stunned.
You're always in shock.
Where did it all go? What happened?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
Yeah. We've made 11 out of 12 for 2023. Hopefully we'll get through with 12 out of 12 and make it up until Christmas and the new year. That's our Christmas hope today. In the background is Nut Rocker. This is a great one.
Yeah.
They used to play this for the Bruins?
Yeah, it was on SBK, WSBK.
TV 38.
TV
38 out of Boston. Yeah, it was great. R. Rumble and the Stingers, or B. Bumble and the Stingers.
Huh.
Good stuff.
Isn't that a Transformers movie?
Could be. Be Bumble and the Stingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bumblebee was that Transformers movie, I think, from last year, a couple years ago. It's probably like 7 years ago now.
Yeah,
I just have no concept of time anymore.
Especially about things I don't care about.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Whenever they had that piece of crap, that was great.
Yeah, yeah. So I started us out with The Wonderful White World of Winter. It's not The White World of Winter yet, but it's coming. Bing Crosby's always good. I like that. He's got that smooth voice. I always like Bing Crosby when I think of Christmas. Bing Crosby's probably one of the Christmas voices for me. What do you think?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Not a great human being.
No. He loved to beat his kids.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah.
Right?
He really gave them a licking.
Gave him the 12 licks of Christmas.
Yeah.
What do we got next? It's Nut Rocker, and then we got some, the Pops. The Sugar Plum Fairy in the background.
No, is this Williams? Is this...
I believe this is... this is John Williams. John Williams. And then I got Fiedler after this with the sleigh ride. So I tried to play things that weren't necessarily Christmas or Santa just yet, but kind of getting in with the season. Because it's coming. And, especially right after Thanksgiving. Anybody does any shopping on Friday... Not as crazy as it used to be, but I don't know. I went out to the Walmart, and I'm like, oh, my God, they have the Christmas music on. I'm like, I still got some turkey sitting in the fridge. Like, come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been pushing that stuff. I mean, all of November was Black Friday.
Yeah.
The whole month.
I'm starting to think at this point in life that in order to get through life, for us to feel good about each other and our families and friends and everyone, is to just continue shopping. Eat and shop. And that's pretty much, you do that, next thing you know, you're dead. Eat and shop and maybe have sex a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's how the economy.
It's the trifecta.
That's what the economy is based on there.
That's the holiday trifecta. Sex and shopping and eating. I love to eat every day, though. Do you eat every day?
Several times a day.
Little mini meals.
Yeah.
Gotta have the mini meals.
Yeah. I graze.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll like just have a coffee and I'll still reheat it at least 7 or 8 times a day. And if you look in my microwave, I'm becoming my mother because there's always a coffee cup in there and it's usually full of some sort of liquid that has a skim, like a little skim on the top, you know?
Oh, like, boy.
You know that skim that you get?
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, yeah. And usually sometimes I'll throw it away. Other times I'll just take the little skim off, toss it in the sink and give it another
Give it another
nuke.
Go.
Yeah. Just nuke recycle it again for another. Sometimes I'll put it in if I'm not paying attention. I'll put it in for like 4 minutes, and, and then I'll go to grab the cup. And
burnt coffee smell.
Oh, yeah. So now I'm in pain. I don't have a coffee, you know? It's like I'm tired. I'm in pain now.
I think I cracked
the coffee mug.
Almost always about the iced coffee.
Iced coffee's good. Even through the seasons.
Coldest day of the year, yeah.
Through the coldest seasons, I like the iced coffee, too. Dunkin' Donuts, probably one of the best places ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When I think about it, Dunkin' does keep us running, you know?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, without them, like most people would just be falling asleep at the wheel. Or
we actually have a call already. Let's see who this is.
Oh, boy.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is Chris's Helpful Christmas Tips. I'm here with Jim McDermott, and you are on the air. Can I help you?
Did you hear about the two clothespins that fell in love?
Say again, please.
Did you hear about the two clothespins that fell in love?
The two clothespins that fell in love. No, what happened?
They met online.
They met online. Nice. Good.
Good one.
Good little pun. Good little joke there. It's a nice little Christmas joke. What's the difference?
This is the amazing Bryant brother.
Oh, it's Mr. John Bryant. Yeah, how you doing, John? I used to work with him a long time ago, Jim. Many, many years ago, back in the early 90s. You calling from down the Cape?
Don't give up my age now, Chris.
I won't. I'm just as old, though. I'm a little bit younger, but not by much. A couple of moons younger.
Somebody told me I had a face for radio, so I thought I'd call in.
That's true. We both have faces for radio. And I wish I had you in here sometime, but it's nice that you called in. This is a first-time call. I'm glad you called in.
How you been?
Not bad. How's everything down there? You down the Cape?
Yeah, did you hear about the Patriots? They got booed off of Monday Night Football.
What happened?
They suck.
They play Monday Night Football on the 18th of December against the Chiefs, and they figured out that they'd get slaughtered so bad that they kicked them off Monday Night Football, and they're playing on Sunday instead.
No kidding. Why did they even go over to Germany a couple of weeks ago? What happened there?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Is there a secret behind that? It's all about cash, of course.
That's the money, yeah.
Yeah.
Expanding the market.
John and I went to... I'm going to tell this story, if you don't mind, John. Do you remember when we used to go into the Patriots game, and John would always hold out for a $5 ticket, and he always got one. Always got one.
Well, in the 90s, you could hold out for just walking in whenever you wanted without paying anything. I used to do that a lot, too.
Yeah, you could walk in without paying anything. But we drove in his car. I forget what type of car you had at the time. It was myself, you, and Mark. And
it was a Rolls Canadley.
Yeah, okay. And we filled it up with booze, and we had you had made us some great like steak tips, and we grilled and we tailgated. It was great. We had a great time, and it was cold day, I remember. And
then after that, Chris, I got some season tickets. I got smart.
Oh, you ended up getting season tickets after. Were they $5?
Yeah, $30. $30 a piece.
That's not bad. That's not too bad.
You can't even park there for that much now.
Yeah. So any questions you have for us today here on Helpful Tips? You could throw out a problem, something you might be curious about, something to do with the holidays, something to do with yourself, and we will offer advice that you may or may not need. Any questions for us today, John?
I wish I had time to think about this for a while, but I don't know. I just you know what, Chris? I just wanted to let you know never mind. I don't want to let you know about that one. But anyway, I just wish I had more time.
Yeah, more time.
Yeah,
more time for Christmas. Yeah. Just more.
More time to think of a question because.
That's all right. Let me throw something out for you. What is your favorite place to shop in this Christmas? Anything over the, or even past Christmas? Is there a favorite place that you go to that gets you excited about the holidays?
The malls.
The malls.
You know, even though you know there's been a lot of issues with malls lately and stuff like that, it's always nice to go to the malls and see all the lights and hear all the music and eat the food and smell all the hot chocolate and stuff like that. You know, it's always a good time to go to the malls,
It's true. Yeah, it is kind of a peaceful place, especially early on. I went during the afternoon the other day. There was nobody there. It was great. I took a picture of me like I wasn't on. The Santa wasn't even there. It was just empty. But there were some of those big baubles, and I took some pictures of myself near the baubles, you know, the big ornaments.
Oh, the giant ornaments.
Right. Yeah. Aren't those baubles?
I guess so.
We could call them balls. The ornament balls.
Yeah.
I had a picture of me with a couple of big balls behind me. It was very festive.
Some festive balls.
Well, you know, you better save that picture there, Chris, because, you know, that's an heirloom.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. My niece is going to be putting that up after I'm long gone and be like, boy, he loved Christmas. Look at him with those festive balls behind him at the mall alone.
I think AC/DC wrote a song after that.
That's true. The big balls. Good tune.
Or Mistress for Christmas. They wrote that one.
Yeah. Happy belated, by the way, John. Unfortunately, I didn't get to make it out there for your birthday, but happy belated. We're getting up there, and the year's are peeling by fast. That's for sure.
But you know what? It's like another year above ground is another year that we get to enjoy life.
That's right. It's better to be seen than to be viewed, as you say.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. You've heard that quotation, right?
Yeah, that's a great one. I always love that. John's also a magician, and he still does the. He'll still pull a card trick or show you something every so often. Yeah, you're still doing the magic, John. You're still entertaining.
That's a lot of fun. I just got a batch of 3 or 4 tricks in the mail, and trying to study them and see how to do some little prestidigitation for my buddies.
Beautiful, yeah, very nice. And any plans for the upcoming season? Traveling, staying at home?
No, I'm gonna hang around the house and try to get to see my grandson as much as I can, you know?
Very nice. Yeah. And, well, say hello to your family for me. John's sister actually was my dad's boss years ago at Honeywell Bull.
No way.
And that's where John and I met, yeah. And then, of course, it became Wang. And then it became something else. I still got my Wang award.
And then Chris and I decided to work for him.
Yeah, that's right. And Joe also worked there, who was his brother. And I used to call these guys the Amazing Bryant Brothers. That's what I used to call them, the Amazing Bryant Brothers. And it's funny, John. I think about that now. Like, I used to do cartoons, and I'd photocopy them and pass them out to, like, everybody in the call center. And I was, like, 21 coming out of school. You know, I'd be fired now. I mean, in a second.
I'd be like,
what the hell is this guy doing? But we had a lot of fun there. The very first Christmas party, I don't know if you remember this, but we had an Indian woman that worked with us named Menka. And she made
Menka Jethra.
Yes, and you remember she made balls. They, matter of fact, there was some kind of festive like holiday balls that she usually made for Christmas, and everybody was talking about how awful they were. And eventually, I'm like, I'm not going to try them. And we were sitting there, and I believe it was like myself and yourself and Joe and Norm. And Menka came up with her tray of balls that she was passing out to everybody. So here's a helpful tip to everybody at a holiday party. Do not pass the food that you have made out to people. Put it down and don't put it in their face and expect them to eat it. Because Menka gave me this ball. And the reason she did is she came up to everybody and said, oh, has everybody tried one? And Norm said they were delicious, but I believe Chris hasn't tried one. And it's,
wow.
And I have no poker face. So I picked one up by the toothpick and I put it in my mouth, and it was a look of disgust, and Menka looked like she was going to cry, and I felt awful afterwards. But I still remember that holiday office Christmas memory. And
she used to sit right beside me, and you know what she called me?
What's that?
She had the audacity to call me Chubby.
Really? Yeah. Geez.
That was her nickname for me, Chubby. Can you imagine that? Call me Chubby.
And here she is. She used to clip her toenails at work.
Oh, no.
At work?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
Do you remember this, John? No, you never had to deal. You probably never had to deal with it. So she would go on to third shift. I don't believe you really worked third shift too much, but I was on there a lot. And Menka showed up. And all of a sudden, one night, she's like clipping her toes. And I'm like, can you stop doing that? And she's like, got her foot out. And I think she was kind of flirting with me a little bit now that I think of it. But it's like, nobody needs to say
anything. important to pose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nobody seems to seem like, you know, at the time I was 21. I don't need to see this, you know, middle-aged woman clipping her toes in front of me.
I don't need to see anybody clipping their toes in front of me.
No, no. There's a helpful tip. Don't clip your toes at work. Do it in the privacy of your own home.
Unless it's your job on one of those websites to do so, and that's actually your work.
For one of those websites.
Yeah, yeah. There's people paying you to clip your toenails. Sure, you clip your toenails, but that's it.
Jim, you ever get a pedicure or a manicure? Yeah, John, you ever do it?
No, not yet, but a lot of my friends that are actual magicians,
yep,
really professional, they get them all the time because people are looking at their hands.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. And at this point, at this age, I mean, you know, it's not bad. It's like 20, 30 bucks. I don't have to bend over 100 times. Sometimes it's hard to just get down to my toes.
That's right.
And, you know, they do a nice job. That's a nice helpful tip. Get somebody a pedicure for a gift. That's a nice gift.
I think I'm going to have my feet done because I can't bend over to get my toenails done anymore. I think I'm going to have someone do that.
You should do it. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. Be good to yourself this Christmas.
They clean your feet. They massage your feet.
Chinese nail place, these Oriental nail places.
Okay.
Are they good?
They are.
Sure, yeah.
That's where you go to.
They're not always legit, but they're good. Yeah. You know? They might give you a little something extra at the end for probably another 100. You know, your feet are like 20 or 30, and then it's like another 100 to do something else. But, you know, that's where you just gotta, you gotta run. You just gotta leave right away then. Otherwise, you can get in trouble. You don't want to be in jail for the holidays, that's for sure.
Hey, if I refer to myself as Dr. Scholes, will I get a discount?
Yeah, I'm a doctor, Dr. McGillicuddy. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's so great to hear from you, John. Enjoy your Christmas. We'll be back here again next week for the helpful tips. If you want to call in with another with a question, or you want to say happy holidays, or just gab again, feel free to give us a call back. All right.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, great talking to
you,
John.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right. I'll see you soon.
You too, yeah. Very festive call. Right. Very festive.
All right.
All right.
Take care,
John.
Chris.
Yep. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
That is John Bryant there on the phone. Great guy. I don't know if you've ever gotten to meet him over the years.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, great, great dude, man. I worked with him probably up until the point where I met you, like in the mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there 93 to 96, and yeah, just a great guy. Yeah, we had a lot of fun together those years. You know, it was different working in a call center there. Like, everybody kind of hung out with one another, knew each other, and we had a lot of fun.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So I thought about some things that I wrote down here, Jim.
Yeah.
For helpful tips for Christmas. So I want to get your thoughts on what you would do for a holiday party at the office. Like, if there's an office holiday party, what's a good generic gift? Like, if you have to do the generic gift, the Secret Santa for somebody, what do you think is a good gift? First of all, a lot of them will say like under $20, and nothing is under $20 anymore.
No, that's a $20 scratch ticket, and you're out.
Yeah.
That's the most generic $20 thing you can do right there.
Yeah.
And if it's the office, it's like you can't go with the sex toys.
You can't
even
go with booze anymore.
No booze. I might, you know, people might be offended by the scratch tickets because it's gambling.
You can't even throw a good dildo in there. You're right.
No, not even.
Yeah.
Not even a butt plug or nothing.
Good foam spermicide, nothing. Yeah. Nothing. So, yeah, we got to think of like a good office gift. I'm thinking candles. You know, candles are not bad.
Candles are classic,
right?
Yeah.
You go to get the Yankee candle, always a good gift.
Well, you got to get the off-brand if it's going to be under 20 bucks. Those Yankee candles are like, unless you want... Like,
it's a nice gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It smells nice. You can get the Christmas tree one or the peppermint stick one or two for, you know, holiday
I'm going to give you three holiday scents. You tell me your favorite. You ready?
Yeah.
Eggnog, peppermint... Christmas tree. What's your favorite candle smell? Eggnog, peppermint, Christmas tree.
Christmas tree, definitely.
The Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's the one that kind of...
Best one in the toilet, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Pine Sol?
Yeah.
the pine tidy bowl?
Yeah. You know what I don't like is the birthday cake one so much.
I don't mind those.
Yeah.
Or the sugar cookie.
Sugar cookie,
that's
the holiday one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those are all okay by me.
You can get Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Yeah,
did
you can.
You know that? Yeah, you can get that one.
Well, you can get the real one.
Yeah, it says it's called like this. No, like
she'll just
vagina.
Come over your house.
Oh, she'll come over. She'll come by.
Yeah, give her enough money. She
she'll
will.
She'll give you a pedicure and then she'll everything. Come by the whole, house.
Yeah, little tug.
She's not busy.
Yeah, no.
Right? Didn't she marry like she married Coldplay guy and then she married somebody else? Didn't she marry country guy or something?
Gwenny? That sounds right.
Yeah, I might be confusing her with.
She was definitely
Nicole
married
Kidman.
To a musician. I know that, and they had a mutual. What'd they call it? A mutual departure or something silly?
Oh, irreconcilable difference. And
well, that's the court thing, but they called it something fancy for like, "I'm sick of you, you're sick of me," and they made it sound nicer.
Yeah, I don't know.
She sucks.
I don't know. I never minded her. I liked her in Great Expectations. She was looking pretty good in that. I didn't like that Shakespeare love movie.
I just find her off-putting.
Chris Martin, she's married. Yeah. No, that was the Coldplay dude. Now she's married to Brad Falchuk, whoever that is. He's a director. He did Glee, Scream Queens, American Horror Story.
Well, those are all pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
I've never watched Glee or Scream Queens, but the American Horror Story stuff was
pretty
good.
American Horror Story is good stuff, especially the first season.
My wife really likes Scream Queens.
Yeah, I've never seen that. Jamie Lee Curtis was in it, wasn't she?
Yeah, and a lot of other people that were surprisingly good cast.
I want to say Gwyneth was in a Holiday Christmas movie. She had to be, right? Because she was a pretty big actress.
The Star Wars special. Was she in that? No, I don't know.
She was.
That's the most horrible thing I could think of. So.
She was in the. She was Peppa Potts in Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, she
or,
was the,
Iron Man. Iron
she was
Man.
The fat girl in
Shallow Hal.
Yeah,
yeah. Shallow Hal was pretty good. I miss those guys. You know,
they had a string. The guys,
yeah,
that was the three.
The Farrelly
nobody's
brothers.
Ever done three funnier movies in a row than those guys.
Yeah, they were great.
Kingpin.
Yep.
Dumb and Dumber and.
Well, plus Something About Mary.
It's Something About Mary. Those three all in a row. One, two, three. Three funniest movies in a row anybody's ever done.
Yeah, they were great. I love the Farrelly brothers. I think they kind of... They're still brothers, of course, but I don't think they do much together anymore.
I don't think they do anything except
I think one of them actually... Yeah, one of them did the movie that won like an Oscar a couple of years ago. Shape of Water or something? Or which one was it?
They did a documentary on Louis Tiant. They went to Cuba and everything and did it, and it was supposed to... That won something. They did a couple documentaries recently. Not recently, but since they stopped doing comedy stuff.
Peter Farrelly, he won what the hell was it? It was just a couple of years ago. I'm going to remember it. I'm going to look it up. Oh, maybe not. That was great movie 43. Ever see that?
I never saw it.
Ah, great. Green Book. That's what I was thinking of. Green Book.
Oh, Green Book was the
that
one
was
with the...
5 years ago.
It was like where if you were a black traveler, you... Was that the one?
No, Green Book was the one with the Lord of the Rings guy, and he's, Lord of the Rings guy, and he's bringing around Mahershala, and he's a jazz pianist in like
the
50s.
So the Green
he's
Book
an Italian American. Viggo Mortensen is who I'm thinking.
Oh yeah, I like him.
And Mahershala Ali.
Green Book was where they had a book where black entertainers who traveled could stay because you couldn't always stay in the same hotels.
I believe that was part of the movie.
Yeah, that's what the Green Book is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was great in what was the movie where he was the mobster in the diner there where he smashed the guy with a coffee pot. He was great in that too.
Not the History of Violence, right?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
History of Violence.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, that was based on a comic book.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Good stuff. So people have got some ideas for holiday movies. Go rent Green Book. Shallow Hal.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber.
Nothing says the holidays like those.
Yeah. Like Something
History
About
of Violence,
Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little semen off the ear.
Yeah.
Nothing says holidays like Something About Mary.
Ejaculate on you.
Ejaculate
in your hair.
On your hair. The home office holiday party. So what if your home office, you know, like a lot of people work from home. Like I think I'm probably going to make myself like an eggnog, maybe a little brandy.
You going with
maybe
the brandy?
Maybe myself
huh?
a cookie.
Not the rum.
Maybe a little rum.
Yeah,
depends.
I think the brandy has that harsher.
It's got that smell. It's got that Christmassy smell though.
That's
I like to
true.
Put a little. What do I like to put in it?
Cinnamon, nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
Yeah, a little nutmeg.
Yeah. I actually got like a nutmeg thing that I shave. I actually shave it, so it's fresh.
Yeah, I got the little. Yeah, I got the grinder for it.
Yeah,
they make a little nutmeg grinder, and I got it.
I make it cool. Like the Italian guy made the sauce in Goodfellas with the razor, and I just said nice. It gets really festive around there. And my boss is like, could you log into our Zoom meeting? I'm like, no, I'm drunk.
Yep.
I'm drunk. It's Christmas.
I'm hammered and I'm full.
I'm too. Like, come on, it's December 15th.
I'm drunk.
Come on.
I don't even need to eat because I basically just had breakfast for a drink.
Yeah. Soap on a rope. Remember that?
Yep.
I used to get that. I used to get that from my dad.
Yeah, when he was in prison?
No, he was home.
Oh, okay.
But he just, you know. You know what's funny? I remember Spencer Gifts had the soap on a rope and it had a hole in the middle of it. I'm like, what are you?
And I was Spencer Gifts.
And I was a kid. I thought that was hilarious.
That, the back of that place was like gold when you were, like 12. Yeah.
Right. It had like the beads. Remember when there were the beads?
Yeah.
There were beads only in two places.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much.
Video stores.
A video store, Spencer Gifts, and like, you know, porn shop.
Yeah,
the video store, porn shop. Well, also an old hippie's house. Like you would meet friends that were still hippies.
Yeah,
and you'd get to their house and they'd have a bedroom with just beads leading into their dojo.
They made a beer tab beads. Like they bent the beer tab around the other beer tab. And
yes. You've I know what you
this.
Mean.
You know what I'm trying to one. Describe. Yeah, I did I too. One. I had to after I saw it. I'm like, oh god, this is the greatest thing ever. Of course, mine were like I was like seven, and it they was
used
Pepsi.
They used to collect them for dialysis, and I didn't know what dialysis was.
That's right.
But people would collect the aluminum tabs, and it would go toward kidney dialysis, or whatever. Right. So I ended up making the necklaces, and I gave a bunch of them away. And then the place that took them for the dialysis didn't take them anymore. It was like, you know, a post office or a drugstore or something like that. So I still have them, actually. I have a Pepsi can upstairs from the late 80s, early 90s, because I used to collect all the tabs from sodas and beer cans from my friends, and I'd put them in a jar. And I don't know why I still got them, but I got them. I should probably throw them away.
Yeah, I would say I don't think they serve a purpose at this point.
I think at this point I'm going to need a kidney dialysis being in my 50s, you know? It's like it's getting up there, right? Don't you eventually they check on you to make sure that your sugar's processing, right? That's the whole thing with the dialysis. Or is it you are actually diabetic and you have
kidneys
to go in?
I think that's like just processing your blood, right? That's like sugar in your blood, or is that your liver? I don't know.
I'm not really sure either.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like to educate as well as entertain here.
Well, we like to learn.
At WMFO. But we also like to learn. Maybe you have a problem with your kidneys that you'd like to talk about. It's 855-915-WMFO. And the background is MAME. It's Angela Lansbury with We Need a Little Christmas.
She's a lot of teapot. People,
this was never a Christmas song. It was actually like a Thanksgiving song, or like it's set. MAME is like a Broadway musical, and it's set in like, I don't know, the summer or Thanksgiving or something like that.
Labor Day.
Yeah, and the lady's like, you know what we need? We need Christmas.
Yeah.
So that's why I decided to throw that on.
No. So they listen. So now all the stores are like, we're going to start Christmas like 6 months before Christmas.
Yeah.
Thanks, Angela.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is like Lucy sings this one too. I played that a couple of times, and by this point, Lucy from, Desi and Lucy, and I Love Lucy, she had smoked like, I don't know, 5-6 packs a day, and man, she sounded awful, and she's trying to sing this song. I'm like, she sounded terrible.
Did she have a good voice like before that?
No, it's like gravelly. Well,
yeah.
No, but it got worse over the years, you know?
Sure.
You get like the scotch and the cigars and cigarettes, and it gets really low like this.
Oh, boy.
My name is Sewell.
Yeah, the fridge, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's where he lived.
That's like that's a good holiday scare right there.
My name is Santa Claus.
Yeah. From the chimney?
Yeah.
That's Krampus, I think.
Krampus, yes. Krampus. That's gotten big over the years. Yeah. I guess the Elf on the Shelf, who was telling me recently something about the Elf on the Shelf with the invention of that? That came after us. I mean, we never had the Elf on the Shelf.
No, that's like the last 15 years, I want
to
say.
You're supposed to move this thing like every night?
It sounds like work.
Right? Yeah. No kids listen to this show. So you move this thing every night for the kids to show them, you know, Santa's watching you. And Santa is watching you, but we don't need the parents to move around an elf on the shelf.
No.
No. It's like, come on. Get excited about other things. Go to the mall. You know, eat a candy cane. Do something.
Yeah.
You know? Ribbon candy. Are you in or out?
I like the idea of it, but I think the actual, like, hands-on isn't as good It looks cool. It tastes all right.
But when you pick up one piece, like you figure out which color you want usually. Right. And the peppermint was usually one you could go with because you weren't sure about the others. It'd be like a raspberry or an orange or like a white one. It's like, what's that going to taste like? And then you'd pick it up and you'd get the other one stuck to it anyway. And you're like, ah, it's ruined.
Yeah.
Like,
it's got raspberry tint on
it. It's got like some kind of a white raspberry licorice. I'm like, I've never tasted this before in my life. Is this a foot? It's awful. It's awful. Financially, you have to know your financial limits for Christmas, don't you think? So you want to buy things for people. And over the years, sometimes I'm like, you got to get somebody everything. And then other times I'm like, forget it. I've gone years now. I'm just like, forget it. If I see him, I'll shake the hand. You know, kiss on the cheek for the ladies, handshake for the men.
Yeah, pat in the butt for the fellas.
Maybe a little kiss on the cheek for the fellas. Little bum check for the fellas.
Yeah.
But kiss on the fanny.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah. It's like it's still festive and it's cheap. You know, you can go and have steaks and dinner and drinks and stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's fun.
Save it, you know? I don't need another Star Wars character at this point, you know?
I don't need enough stuff. I need less stuff.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I need
a dumpster. You want to rent me a dumpster?
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Give me a dumpster, put that in the front yard. I can start throwing away some of the stuff you gave me the last 50-plus years that I don't need. Broken half of it.
Get a junkster.
Yeah, one of those bags. Bagster, I think they something.
So financial limits over the years, it's just like, I remember my mom and my dad, mostly my mom, she'd be $100 limit, and she stuck to it, and she did really well, and she had six boys, you know?
Yeah.
And we were always great with the holidays, my mom. She loved putting the stuff up, she loved, you know, even the years of the leaner years, you know? Back when there was only three kids, all of a sudden there's three more. She's got to pay $300 more for gifts that year, you know?
You
add extra kids, that's another $100
more money,
every Christmas. Another $300 at the end.
Yeah, kids are hard to get rid of. They generally outlive you.
Yeah. A lot of times it's like, you know, go outside and play. It's like you open all your stuff.
get
out of here.
Yeah, here's a sled. There's no snow. I don't care. Get out.
I've been up the entire night, you little bastards. Get out of the house.
Little hungover.
Eating right at the holidays, should you eat right on the holidays?
No.
I don't think so either.
That's ridiculous.
Who the heck wants to eat right on the holidays?
That's ridiculous.
Right? Thanksgiving. I didn't overeat on Thanksgiving. I had a nice meal, made something a little extra, you know, had it during the week. I made a little lasagna on the side, had a nice Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way to do it.
But I didn't drink like a bottle of scotch. I didn't eat seven slices of pie, you know?
I think I...
You had seven slices of pie?
No. I didn't have any pie, actually. I had... It was my dog's birthday. I had dog birthday cake.
Yeah. That's nice.
Athena turned 7.
Oh, that's nice. Happy birthday and happy Thanksgiving to Athena. Yeah, Thanksgiving
she had a good
doggy.
Yeah. Yeah, she had a good Thanksgiving. She had everybody was feeding her little bits of turkey. She actually got some of her cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. We all wore hats.
She had a little she liked the cranberry sauce.
I don't think we give her cranberry sauce.
A little oyster stuffing.
We don't give her stuffing because it has onions and a lot of times and that's not good for them.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. So what can a dog, here's a good helpful tip for people who don't have dogs or was thinking about getting a dog maybe for the holidays. What can you feed a dog? What shouldn't they eat, Jim? You are an expert at dogs. You've had a number of dogs. What should they and shouldn't they eat, especially at Christmas time?
No onions.
No onions.
No garlic.
No garlic.
Absolutely. I think those are the alliums. Any allium, I believe, is bad for
them.
What
is it called? An allium?
I think that's the genus of the plant. I could be wrong. Hmm. We could look that up.
All right. How do you spell allium?
A-L-L-I-U-M,
A-L-L-I-U-M. Maybe. And you're thinking, what is it? Garlic?
Garlic, chives, onions.
Scallions, shallots.
Leeks. Yeah, those are all allium.
Hey, how do you make leek soup? First, you got to take a leek.
That's right.
Boom.
Bam.
There you go. Yeah, so allium plants. All right.
Bad. Any of that family is
It looks
bad
like
for
a bad
them.
Plant. It's this big purple.
Well, they
purple
look pretty
plant.
Cool when you grow them. They're actually pretty good ornamental. Those are you're looking now at the chive flowers.
Okay.
Which are edible. And they look cool when you put them on a plate.
As
a whole flower.
I like it with sour cream. If I have a little chive, I need a little sour cream.
See, just picture those little purple florets in there. It would look really nice.
Yeah, and so no sour cream and chive potato chips for the dog.
No, anything with that in it, bad. I believe chocolate is very bad for them.
Yeah, I heard chocolate's bad.
White chocolate isn't, but you really don't want to give them too much sugar anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not good because they have smaller organs than us. So they, for them to process that stuff is a lot more difficult. Yeah. I mean, it's not great for us either.
Yeah.
Refined sugar is really not terrific for you. But, you know, that's your choice. But you're giving it to the dog's going to eat whatever you give it.
Yeah, yeah.
And anything like solid and chunky that they can choke on. So like a big chunk of like root vegetables. So root vegetables they can eat, like carrots and potatoes and whatnot.
Yep, yep.
But if you give them to raw, you have to have them small enough that they don't present a choking hazard. Because they'll just gulp it down and it'll get... You don't want to have to give the dog the Heimlich.
Can you candy them? Like brown sugar it?
You can. Yep. It's not right. Again, you don't want to give them too much sugar just because they got to process that and their stuff is a lot smaller.
Right. I was just thinking the candied yams and carrots and things like
not
that.
Not bad for them. Not not good for them, but not harmful.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm drawing a blank. Maybe I believe raisins are bad for them.
Yeah, raisins are bad for everybody.
And grapes. Yeah. Grapes and raisins, which are the same thing, but...
Raisins are the only thing you put it in, it comes out the same way.
Yeah, you could have just made wine or brandy with that thing, and instead like, you made a gross treat, in quotations.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. You know what I hate? People put raisins in meatloaf or lasagna.
Oh, God.
Or
oh, my God, I'm going to have a horrible nightmare tonight. Really?
I know. Yeah.
Raisins and lasagna.
Yeah, or I mean, I don't really eat... coleslaw, but I guess people put it in there.
Coleslaw with raisins.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Awful. You know the only thing
they're a monster.
I think the only thing that raisins may be enhanced.
Oatmeal cookies.
Raisin bran.
Raisin bread.
Raisin bread.
Oatmeal cookies.
I was thinking oatmeal cookie. Yeah, that's a nice one.
Raisin
bagels.
I was
thinking bread pudding.
Yeah.
A little raisin in there.
And even
that's
then,
like a little bit because bread pudding's kind of like, ooh, what is this? It's like a custard. It's not really bread, and it's like, but you have a little raisin, a little cinnamon. You're like, again, sugar.
Bread
it's
pudding's like really just like French toast, but in a cake.
Anything with sugar is good.
True, that's true.
I read somewhere years ago, and this came up in my memories this past Halloween. If you eat 285 fun-sized candy bars on Halloween, you instantly die. If you're 180 pounds, it was like 285.
You would die?
You would instantly die.
Diabetic shock?
Yes. Yes. You would instantly die.
Wouldn't you work off some of the sugar just doing it?
You probably work it off. That's what my hope always is I'm dipping into that bowl of fun size. It's like I'm burning calories just ripping them open. I'm like, I turn around. Those fun size aren't fun at all. It's like it takes 9 of them to, you know, feel good about yourself.
Now, I've heard, and I don't know if this is true, that if you eat celery, it's a net zero because you burn the calories chewing it.
Yeah, yeah. Also, cabbage, like a cabbage soup or celery.
I like cabbage.
Just chewing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do dogs like around the holidays?
Well, bones. You got to be careful with cooked bones.
Yep.
You can't.
Like a ham bone or a turkey bone?
Once it's cooked,
too sharp, right?
Yeah, they'll shard.
Yep.
And chicken bones will definitely shatter and gets they'll cut up
get
their
stuck
innards.
And he's inside, yeah.
It's not good for you or them. And so if they're uncooked, they can they won't shatter or shard.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give them a whole raw chicken, and they can eat the whole... You can actually feed them raw chicken because they don't get salmonella either.
Yeah. In the background is the Killers... With a great big sled. They were interesting. They played like a song every year for about 10 years, and then they called it quits. I kind of miss them throwing their holiday song out every year. Good band from Las Vegas.
Is anybody really from Las Vegas?
Yeah, they were really from Las Vegas. Isn't that interesting?
I didn't know anybody
was. Not too many. You'd think like Tom Jones is, but he's actually from England.
Wales.
Just been in,
Don't say that. He's Welsh.
He's from, he's Welsh.
Yeah.
That's true.
Gets mad.
You get a car bomb in the mail.
Yeah.
Yep.
Irish car bomb.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah, those are pretty delicious, especially at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Going into like family Christmas events, you should practice like amping yourself up sometimes if you don't want to go. Just get in the mirror. That's a nice, helpful tip. Just be like, I can do this. I don't like Auntie Jane. She's got a mole and she makes me kiss her every time I go.
She smells like vitamins and pee.
Yeah, she smells like the Aragula plant, the Allium plant. Like she's got a little Allium under her armpits. Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah. There's some tasks you can do for people. This is a helpful tip for Christmas time. If you can't go the full gift and get people, you know, iPads and and new cars and things of that nature. Just, like, do the dishes, take out the trash, do something. A lot of the things that, like, especially, like, your parents
or your spouses want
is just to stay out of the way. just get out of the way.
Go over there.
It's like, what are we doing now? I'm like, I'm reading a book. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
You know? It's like I'm reading a book next to the tree. Hey, you want to do something? I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Now go in the other room. Try on your Santa undies. Get out of my way.
So I heard this question not too long ago.
Yeah.
Are you happier when you get surprised by something you didn't expect to do and you go do it? Or are you happier when you have plans and they cancel at the last minute and now you don't have to go?
Yeah, depending on the age. Yeah, the latter by far. Yeah. Like making plans now, when the plans get canceled, there is this relief that is exceptional.
I don't have to leave my home.
I'm like, I don't have to do anything
tonight. I don't have to get dressed.
It's the best. It's
like, eat what I want. I can say what I want.
It's literally like Atlas holding up the world at this point. I'm like, I get to let the lighten the load tonight. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to go on online and I'm going to look up some monster eggnog recipes that you can make with lighter fluid.
Yeah, get hammered all alone.
Yeah.
Maybe huff some glue.
Mm-hmm. And the background is, I don't know, Christmas shopping. Buck Owens. You have a favorite place to go in the mall, Jim?
A favorite place in the mall? Well, besides the Spencer Gifts when I was 12, because that was a highlight of my life, perhaps, at that point.
Yeah. I still like the Lego store, of course. That's always fun, see what they're making out of Legos.
They used to have a candy store, too, like where they had the bins of candy where you, by the pound.
Yeah.
You bought everything by the pound. That was always great when I was a kid. And, of course, they had they didn't really have a video game store, but they had, like, a Strawberries. Remember that? Strawberries or the, the record store or whatever that you'd go to back in the day in the mall. Those don't exist anymore. And then I always kind of liked the Sears, because they had...
Sears was always good. The Sears catalog was great. You get that in the mail, and you look through. It was awesome, especially as a kid. I mean, the toys that you saw in there were just amazing.
Yeah.
Like new Star Wars stuff coming out, and G.I. Joe's, the Kung Fu Grip, BB guns, the Red Riders.
But even the real Sears, they had a camping section. You could look at all that stuff. Then you can go over, they had tools. They had the whole automotive tools and...
Yep.
Like, power tools and stuff like that. That was always kind of terrific. And then they had, I don't know about their clothing, but if that was, you're going to be the sharpest dressed person leaving Sears. But
you know what I always liked is that, what do they call it? It's not like a onesie, but it's basically you got the, you got that pajamas with the flap on it, so you can wear it to the outhouse and undo your flap.
Oh, feety pajamas.
What are they called?
Footy pajamas.
Footy pajamas.
Yeah.
And they got like the square little ass flap where you can plop that down in the outhouse.
Those are the
kind
of... The union suit.
Those look so comfortable. I never had one.
The union suit, which are the long johns I wear, it's a one piece with the flap.
Yeah.
That way when you bend over, you don't have that gap. You know, when you bend over and you have the shirt long johns and the pants long johns and...
Oh, yeah,
you have that, you're covered all the way through. Now, you got to be careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out and about and, maybe your stomach's not feeling great, you don't want to be wearing the one piece,
mm-hmm.
but that's the time maybe to go for the two-piece long johns if you're outdoors.
True. Yeah.
That can be a concern.
Let's do a brief pause here. I'm going to put on, I just got to catch up on my screen here. Let's put on a brief pause, and here is Lou Reed with his Christmas message to you this year.
Hi, this is Lou Reed. Wishing you and yours a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever it is you do. Happiness through the years to you. Christmas.
There we go, there's Lou Reed. Never really a festive guy, I don't think, but he got festive in the years.
Yeah, he was a little dour.
Well, as soon as he found out his liver was failing him, I think he lightened up a little bit. And he got married, too. He married Laurie Anderson, and then all of a sudden he's showing up at, like, Christmas doing all these, like, little Christmas...
Who's Laurie Anderson?
She's like a... she plays, like, the violin. She plays, like, rock and roll violin. She's, like, an artist. And,
okay.
She's, like, a 70s artist. And,
okay.
Yeah, her and Lou Reed... linked up and eventually got married, and after they did all their drugs and soul searching.
Didn't he get into working out or something too before he?
Yeah, he was doing like Tai Chi. Yeah. He did like an album called Hudson River Meditations. So he made like a whole musical album to do Tai Chi to on the Hudson River.
I missed
cool.
that one.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Sold like 4 copies.
Yeah. Niche kind of thing. Like.
Yeah. But it's in the dollar bin. Like, good idea, Lou. Everybody's going to learn Tai Chi.
Yep, because of you.
That's the other thing, too, is like when you're that much of a megastar, at what point do you just stop being artistic and have any kind of vision? It's like, obviously, you need somebody to guide you a little bit. It's like, yeah, your next album's not going to be Tai Chi, Hudson River Meditations, you know?
No, well, Sting with his ukulele, you know, or Steve Martin with his banjo.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I was at working the other day in this guy's house, older gentleman.
Yep.
Among local circles, famous banjo player.
Sure.
Says Steve Martin sucks at the banjo.
Really?
Does he not play well?
No kidding. Saying he's still like not that great at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Says he's sloppy and like plays it louder and as opposed to playing it correctly.
No kidding.
And this guy had played in the Lowell Folk Festival and down at Boarding House Park and those kind of places down in Lowell. Local guy. He was in Tingsboro, I believe.
Yeah.
Older gentleman. And he said he's not good.
I remember Steve Martin saying, I'm never playing the banjo again. And that was like, you know, late 80s. And then all of a sudden, of course, he picks it up again. And I'm like, you're so full of crap.
Didn't he do an album recently or a tour recently with the girl that beat the crap out of Paul Simon?
Yeah. He did Martin Short, too. And like all of a sudden, 20 minutes in, it's like, here's Steve Martin and the Soggy Bottom Boys. I'm like, and they're playing banjo. I'm like, I don't need to see Steve Martin play banjo. Tell some jokes.
I'm going to seek that out if I want it. Right. I don't want that thrown in my lap.
Yeah. It's like going to see who's like a master at something.
You know, who he said was really good? And he asked me, he's like, who do you know that plays banjo? And I said, Steve Martin and Roy Clark. Remember Roy Clark from Hee Haw?
Yeah, that's right. Roy Clark.
And he's like, yes, he was really good. He really got into it. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Roy Clark can't be alive
anymore. It's like me wanting to go, you know, read Julia Child. Not her cookbook, but her interpretive dance with Julia Child.
sounds excellent.
It's like, what? It's like, stick to what you know, you know?
Julia Child sings the blues.
Stick to what you know.
With her voice, her funny voice singing.
I think that's the problem when you have an aging artist. It's just like, yeah, we're not really that interested.
And he's got residuals that he's never going to have to work again, so he can basically do what he wants.
He can do anything. I know.
Yeah, I don't mind if you want to go do that. Just don't drop that there. Here, you have to listen to this. So now, you're sitting down, Martin Short, whatever. I don't think I've ever actually seen a show, but
Martin Short's great. He held that show. I mean, he basically was the whole show.
Yeah.
He was so good in that. Him and Steve Martin. They did the stand-up, and then they did the Murders in the Building there, the Hulu show.
Right.
It's pretty good. Only Murders in
I've
the Building.
I've heard that's good. I have not seen it.
Yeah, I've watched a few of them. It's pretty good. And it's nice to see, you know, Martin Short and Steve Martin still doing well. I mean, they're in their 70s, you know, and they're super entertaining. But, you know, I don't want to see him play the banjo. That's like Martin Short coming out and saying, like, hey, I'm going to play harmonica for everybody for the next 20 minutes of the show. I'm going to be like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the background, my favorite things. Early on in stand-up, I did like a My Favorite Things parody, and it was all awful stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty awful stuff.
Yeah.
It was funny, though.
I forget, it was like mucus. The dog farts. And dog farts. I don't know. You feeling festive yet?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't get that festive, honestly.
Over the years, it's tough. I start out good. The beginning of December, I'm usually pretty good. And then I'm like, yeah.
That's a long time to, a couple of weeks to maintain that festivity.
F it.
Yeah.
It's tough. You know, I think kind of you get a little hop when you have some kids around. When kids are around, it's fun.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
You know, you like to see them open, rifle stuff open, and then, you know,
you gotta at least fake like you're into it.
Leave. Yeah.
Run around until you get out of breath and fear a stroke and you have to sit down, and then they keep running around.
Any big plans for travel or anything for Christmas?
Oh, I don't think we're doing too much. We usually just kind of hit the parents' house.
Yule log?
I've never done a Yule log, and I don't know exactly what a Yule log is.
You'll love it.
Yeah, I would.
You'll love it.
It's right up your alley.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just basically, you know, it's like a sawdust log, and you just stick it on there, and it burns for hours and hours and hours.
Okay.
It doesn't really let off a lot of heat.
Yeah.
It just
kind of stays
it's
on.
Festive, yeah. It's like now you could just turn on the television.
It's like when you throw a cigarette butt in mulch. It just kind of burns real slow for like all day.
You know what's good is like take some copper there. Like you take the copper and throw it in the fire.
Yeah,
it's like you have a lot of copper. That was a lot of fun. It's like we're sitting there. It's like probably a lot of these chemicals went up to our head. But
yeah, we're going
to
die.
Know, it's like we got to see all these beautiful colors when you throw the copper in the fire. It makes it really festive. It's like, I think I see a fairy in the Christmas tree. I'm like, no, yeah. That's a combination of the copper in the fire and the absinthe we drank. It's a green fairy.
Yeah.
Oh, in the background is the fairy in the Christmas tree. Isn't that apropos?
Yeah.
That's almost like a Christmas miracle. It's Gracie Fields with the fairy on the Christmas tree. Interesting. That's synchronicity right there.
It is.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh, you think of anything festive we should talk about in the last couple of minutes? We could probably maybe take one more. 855-915-9638. Oh, yeah. Talk about Shane McGowan. Tell me the story you were telling me on the way over.
Oh, yeah. So he was obviously the fairy tale of New York. That's the most beloved Christmas song these days.
Yeah, the claim to fame is the Fairy Tale of New York from the Pogues. Isn't that odd, huh?
And it's weird because it didn't get a lot of play 20 years ago.
No.
And now it's a staple, and I think it's in the UK. It is the most beloved Christmas song. But if you don't know who Shane McGowan, Irish punk music fusion. Like the first person to really do that sort of thing back, what was that? The late 70s, early 80s?
Yep.
And melded the Irish vibe with punk, which was pretty interesting and really good. And he was a disaster. He was mostly drunk or on drugs or most of his teenage and adult life. Got kicked out of school and a very talented lyricist and musician, but... he would often not even show up to shows, and anyways, his teeth were legendary. They were either missing, half broken, half rotted. A couple of years back, he got them all replaced or capped or whatever they do with teeth. And the dentist that did it said it was basically the Mount Everest of dentistry is fixing Shane McGowan's mouth.
The big dig.
You can't go any higher.
Yeah.
Any higher, you'll hit the sun. And that fairy, and I believe the woman that sang in the original is also deceased.
I wouldn't be surprised. I saw him twice, and like you said, he was always late. I remember the band playing for a good 10, 20 minutes before he showed up, and he showed up with a whiskey in his hand, or we assumed it was whiskey, it was something. It could have just been like rubbing alcohol with Kitty Dukakis, I don't know. But he was a mess.
He just drank the rest of the... Is that the cherry juice or whatever, the maraschino cherry juice?
Yeah, he was squeezing from the Allium plant.
I feel like he has his own line of whiskey, too.
I bet Shane McGowan smelled like garlic.
Probably worse than that.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be even that good.
Smelled like failure.
Yeah.
Like old rotten eggnog. Yeah.
Old man sweat and shame and cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, we are actually out of time, Jim. I don't know if the 6 o'clock is coming in or not, but if they are not, we have to wrap up the show and Merry Christmas, and we'll do it again another time. Thanks for coming in. It was a quick hour.
It was. It went fast.
And
thanks to
John Bryant for calling in, too. It was nice to hear from him. He was a ghost of Christmas past today. Pretty cool. And I'll see you later. We're going to stick along for another hour. We're going to see if the next DJ shows up. But if not, we will stick around. It's WMFO here in Medford. Thanks again to Jim for coming on in to Chris's Helpful Tips. I'm going to leave you with Richard Cheese.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. But say a prayer, pray for the other ones, at Christmas time. It is hard, but when you're having fun, there's a world outside your window, and it's a world of dread and fear, where the only water flowing is the bitter sting of tears. And the Christmas bells that ring there, they're the clanging chimes of doom. Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of foo. Feed the world.
Man, that's high.
Feed.
Ah, forget it. No, I'm not. I can't sing that part. No. Someone else sing that part. All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Let them know it's...
You know the rest. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Rick.